you believe you can do anything. Okay?
Pray, God hears.
If you pray, God hears.
Obedience.
Sorry?
Obedience.
To do what God says, then. Yeah?
And if we don't, we'll face the consequences.
And if we don't, we'll face the consequences. So, it's about prayer. If we pray, God will hear. If we don't pray, well, it's nothing to hear then, is there? If we pray, but perhaps do things our own way and just kind of do it through the motions. Well, you know, I came to church, I feel right now. It doesn't quite work like that. God says that when we pray, and although this was a message to Solomon in that particular temple, as Christians we believe that actually we don't need a particular building, whether it's a temple or a church, to meet with God, because God meets us where one or two or three are gathered. So just a few of us gathered, God will meet with us. In fact, I believe he'll meet with us when we're alone. I've got no problem with that. But I think something special happens when two or three or more are gathered in Jesus' name. Which is partly why I'm a pastor, I guess. Partly why coming to church and being involved with all you lot is important to me, because we come together in Jesus' name. But you see, the thing is, it's really easy to look at the church and all the things that are going on with the church and all the things we should be doing, because we should, of course, be doing mission and going out into the world and sharing the gospel of Christ. So that's important. We've got to do that. And we've got to build relationships with people. So we've got to make sure we do that. And then we've got to care for one another. And that takes a lot of time sometimes, because people have got needs. And so we want to make sure we do pastoral visits and care for one another. And then there's the sermons to prepare and the services, and there's the various other things going on, and there's different groups to manage. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever been in maybe a small group, a house group or something, what can often happen, I was chatting to my mum yesterday evening, and she shared about the house group that she's involved with, which is they get together, they read the Bible together and share a bit of life together. And then usually, and it's a common story, it's not just my mum, that what happens is you get to the end and you say, oh, look at the time. Look at the time. We had a good time having a cup of tea at the start, because it's important to have as you welcome people. And we had a cup of tea, and then eventually we kind of got onto the study bit, and then we go around the circle and say, is there any prayer needs? And so you might share a few things. Then you go, well, do you know what? Well, should we pray at home? Because we've run out of time now. And prayer gets just kind of knocked out. And some people probably go home and pray, and others maybe do it in the car on their way back or as they walk home, and others forget. It's very easy to drop prayer, because no one really sees when we're doing it. No one knows when we're praying. No one knows whether you've spent time with God each day and set aside some special time. But like all relationships, you have to invest time in those relationships. You know, there are weeks that go by where life is busy and Amy and I feel like we've not seen each other. We might have had meals at mealtime and whatever, but there's been work things going on and something else has happened. The kids have had something at school that we've been to. There's places to visit. And life happens and we don't feel we've seen each other. And you kind of go for a week or two and go, I know we've been together, but I've not really seen you. Wouldn't it be nice just to have an evening where we actually stop and spend some time together? And so we try and do that. But we have to make that time, because if we don't, it will easily get taken up with all the other things that need doing. And it's the same in the life of the church. And we can get caught up in all the doing, and there's lots of great stuff that the church does. But we also need to stop. Because it is when God's people pray that he promises that he will heal our land. And I don't think the healing of the land looks in the way that we might anticipate it. Because God usually works in ways that are somewhat counter to the world. And so this week, we're having a week of prayer. We're dedicating a week, a space of time as a church to prayer. We began this morning with a prayer breakfast. There was a few of us here. We prayed together for about 45 minutes, and then we had some toast and some coffee. And we're going to do the same next Sunday. It's open to all. You don't have to pray anything. You can sit and be quiet and just listen as others pray. There's opportunities this week. Today and on Friday, we're going to go for prayer walks. We're going to meet here and spend, well, it's got to be an hour today because I've got to be back to unlock for the Arabic fellowship this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So we're just going to take a stroll around the streets and see what we see and pray for what we come across, whether it's people's houses or businesses or shops, depending on which way we go. And you're all welcome to join us. Every evening at 8 o'clock, apart from Thursday, there's going to be a time of guided prayer, just 20 minutes probably, where we're going to just follow a simple prayer and have a time together to end the day. And then the mornings, every morning apart from Friday, I think it is, at 9:30 till 10:30, the church is going to be open. The heating will be on. There's no plan for that hour than just to give people space to pray. You may come for an hour, you may come for 20 minutes. But we want to dedicate at the start of a new year a time to pray. And the thing is, we're not praying on the whole for ourselves. This is a week of community prayer where we want to pray for our local community. We're part of it, obviously, so we can pray for ourselves. But actually, we want our focus to be on the things that go on beyond here. To pray for people that run the local businesses and shops. Pray for our local schools. When was the last time we prayed for the people that pick up our dustbins? Because do you know what? I'm really grateful that someone comes and does that. And they probably don't get paid enough for it. I'm so glad that someone cleans the drains. I really am. And so we're going to pray and give thanks for those people. So I want to encourage you. There are three things. And if you're on email, you should have had it by email. Or at least links to them so you can open them. The first is a little booklet that looks like this. There are copies on the table behind Joanne next to Phil. So you can get this. And each day we've got a different theme. So today, for example, is places and people of peace. Where are the people around us that actually are interested in what we're doing? What are the businesses or the places where actually we go and we're welcomed? Or could be. Tomorrow we're going to pray for schools and for those involved in childcare. And it's got a list of the various schools and some of the roles that people have. And then Tuesday it's businesses, and Wednesday charities and places of worship, and so on and so forth. So I want to encourage you to pick up one of those. We did the same last year. To pick up one of those and to look each day. And you don't have to pray for every single thing that's mentioned. They're there as a kind of hint to go, hey, don't forget the teachers, or don't forget the people that make the school meals in the school. Because they're quite important too. You can take them home. You can follow that at home. Then there is, if you're thinking, well, actually, I'm not sure how to pray. I mean, I know the Lord's Prayer. I might know the grace, but I'm not sure how to pray. There's a little guide to praying and a very simple prayer. And you can pray that prayer. And there's some bits in it where you can add your own things, which might be the things that are mentioned on the day in the little booklet. And then there's another sheet that's got all the dates and times that we're praying and have the church open. Because I've got a hope for this year. It's a new year. I haven't made a resolution, but I've got a hope for this year. And I've got hopes for this church. I've got hopes for this community. And my hope is quite simply that we would know Jesus and make him known to others. But that can only happen if we pray. And so I want us to pray. I want to encourage us. And some of the times are a bit of a challenge because I'm not a morning person, so prayer breakfasts. That's why it's at 8:30, not 7:30. I'm not awake at 7:30. The alarm went off. Some of us, we don't like evenings. Oh, going out, it's a bit dark. If you want to come and you're worried and it's dark, let me know. I will come and pick you up. I'll drive round or I'll walk with you. If you're working in the middle of the day, I understand. You're not going to make it when you've got to be at work. But other people can do the middle of the day. Some people will think, I can't do a prayer walk because my legs don't work so well. That's okay. You can pray at home during that time. But I want to encourage us as a church to be a church of prayer. Because we've got all the other stuff. There's lots of groups and there's things happening. But if we don't pray, if we don't focus on God, then all the other stuff is meaningless. Because it's just another social club. Another place to meet with folk. And we could do that. I could do that in the coffee shop or the pub or McDonald's or at usually in West Drayton Community Centre at some group or in the gym or wherever. But what I can't do is to meet with people and meet with Jesus and to pray to see our land, our community healed, whatever that might look like.